And this is the moment that I've been waiting for. The show that many people are watching at the moment is The Bachelorette. Maybe you've gone there for the current batchy Sophie Monk.
Yeah, well, this week, the final week, so ahead of two big nights, we thought it'd be a good idea to have some batch chat with the Batch Chat podcaster, Michelle.
Michelle.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to Chris and Mariam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Super great.
Yep.
Hey, has the season played out as you expected so far?
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Oh.
I came into The Bachelorette expecting to get what we were promised, I guess, which I thought was going to be Sophie riding off into the sunset with, you know, the classic Aussie bloke.
Yes.
A tradie, DIY guy, someone super down to earth. And these are all the things she told us she wanted. And I feel a bit cheated. I feel like she's going to go for the billionaire dude who is not your regular guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, apart from Sophie being the Bachelorette, what do you think has been different about this season?
It's an interesting question, I guess, because Sophie is a celebrity and they would have really tried hard to get her on the show. They would have had to bargain with her a lot, I guess. She has a lot more power. She's not like your Georgia Love. She's not like your Maddie J, who are just your run-of-the-mill socialites, I guess. She's someone who can actually go back to the producers and say, you know what, I'm doing this my way. I'm not going to keep a villain on the show just because they're good for ratings, or I'm not going to keep, I don't know, like the sweet guy like James. I'm not going to keep him around just because it'll be good for ratings, good for the narrative. So she's the type of girl or personality who can go, you know what, I've got enough power to do things the way I want.
So
I think that's
true.
The difference with this season. She doesn't have to buy into that whole narrative of they need to please the producers and do what the producers want them to do that we've seen every other year.
That is so interesting that you've said that, because I definitely feel a sense of that Sophie has control when you're watching
100%.
It.
Yeah. 100%. She's got so much control. And look, I'm the one who reads way too much into this entire show. I mean, Zara McDonald and I, who are on the Batch Chat podcast together, we have no lives, particularly take this show way too seriously for our own good. I love Sophie. I think she's incredible. I wish she wasn't going to pick Stu, but she's going to pick Stu.
So are you surprised that he stayed? Obviously, because I was going to ask you who you were surprised to stayed this long. And is Stu one of them?
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm surprised Apollo and Jared are still around.
Same.
I don't like.
Oh.
I don't want to be mean. I don't like the way Jared is presented on TV. Maybe he's a totally nice dude in person. He just seems very intense to me on television. And Apollo's just too young. He's basically a fetus. So I don't know why. I don't know what he's doing on trying to date a 37-year-old. I think he's more there for his music career.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know he had a music. Do you mean his magic?
Yeah.
I thought
No, he's releasing a music single in the next couple of days.
Oh, well, there you go.
Very convenient. Very convenient.
Very convenient. They're also opportunistic, hey?
Oh, God, yeah. God, yeah. Got to get the Instagram followers.
Now, look, what do you think's going to happen this week?
I think Stu will win. Okay. I think if Stu doesn't win, I'd be gobsmacked.
So who do you think will be in top two?
Oh, it'll be Jared and Stu, I think.
Wow.
I think it'll be Jared and Stu because she's quite defensive of Jared whenever media publications talk negatively about him or call him creepy or whatever you have it. She jumps to his defence, so I think he'll be in the final two.
Wow, that is so true. And I was so surprised. I'm very surprised Jared got this far. But to your point before, I think it's editing that's making him seem a lot more cringy than he might
be. Yeah, and I think that's lots of the guys. I think, to be honest, I think they edited a lot of Blake's cringier moments out to make him seem less sleazy.
Yeah. Oh, he creeped me out big time.
Yeah. Well, I can't be too mean about Jared or Stu or Apollo because I'm sure they're lovely guys, but just been edited to seem a certain way.
That's right.
But that's what I love so much about the show, that we can talk about them like that.
Oh, exactly. I could talk for days. So lastly, though, Michelle, because I really could talk to you about this for the rest of the show, what would you say has a highlight has been for you or special memory from this season, just a standout moment?
I would have to say it was when Sophie was talking to Ryan and he was a bit of a douchebag and said he doesn't like women who swear and women who take care of herself. Yes. And she turned away and mouthed a swear word to the producers.
I agree. Epic. That was amazing. Epic. She really,
She's so good. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Michelle Andrews from the Batch Chat podcast from Mamma Mia. Thank you so much for having a chat with us this afternoon.